see Donald Trump and his pretend campaign.
First of all, I disagree with your premise, but I will say this. I don't know why we are taking him so seriously. Why are we listening to this curiosity from the 80s? It's like opening up the... Right?
I agree.
It's like opening up the paper and finding out John Wayne Bobbitt's severed penis is the ambassador to France.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
I remember when that happened.
What's the Optimum's take on that crippled reactor in Japan? You know?
But he is
really running, Dave.
Yes, no, he's not really running.
See,
he's absolutely not running.
Don't make me arm wrestle you on this. That's what many commentators say when you say that it's just a publicity stunt. I think because of his giant ego, mm-hmm. and also because of his age, this would be the last time he really can do it. And also, you know what's the telling hint? He is now sucking up to evangelicals.
Right.
Because he has to run in Iowa. And the Republicans in Iowa, as I call them, the children of the corn. They are the most conservative, and you have to win Iowa. And so I saw him on a show the other day, and he was saying, they asked him about his religious habits. He said, I'm a Sunday church goer. You know, like that proves he knows a lot about religion. Because he knows you go on Sunday.
It's either one of 2 days.
My worship of Jesus is the best. The way I worship our Savior is world class.
I mean, I would like to wager somebody where I could make some real dough.
Let's
on
wager.
This.
Well, let's wager
how much
a
you
week's
talking about?
Pay. Mine against yours.
Will you throw in some steaks?
I'll wear a tie.